Maharaj that why is it that Maharaj Rishabdev, in spite of possessing opulences of mystic powers, did not display them, but rather is showing the example of renunciation. And for a devotee, these opulences do not cause any distress, then why Rishabdev neglected them? So in response to that, Shukadeva Goswami, in a series of verses, is going to explain the power of the mind and how the mind cannot be trusted, and at any point the mind can mislead and deviate a practitioner. So however advanced a devotee may be, one must be very careful. And one must be very careful even in utilizing assets which come as a result of performing devotional service in Krishna's service. Otherwise, there will be trouble. So that is a theme which he is building in this series of verses which describe the power of the uncontrolled mind. And in this particular purport, Srila Prabhupada is describing that in any case, as far as renunciation is concerned, one should never renounce the Sankirtan Yajna. Even one who is a sannyasi should always chant the holy name, because ultimately only the chanting of the holy name can control the mind and keep one fixed on the path of devotional service and keep one fixed on the path of renunciation. So there is this beautiful description in the Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Leela, where Lord Chaitanya is touring South India. He comes across this Brahmana who is known as the Kurma Brahman. And he approaches Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and explains to him his condition. He welcomes Lord Chaitanya, offers him a sitting place, washes his feet, drinks the Charanamrit, offers him food, takes remnants. And then he is expressing his distress to Lord Chaitanya. And he says, Kripa kara prabhu mora ya tuma sange sahite na paridukha vishaya tarange. My dear Lord, it is my earnest request that I want to renounce my house and travel with you. Kripa kara prabhu, please bestow your mercy upon me ya tuma sange. I want to also travel with you. Why? Sahite na pari, I am not able to tolerate anymore the dukkha, the miseries which are created as a result of vishaya tarange. Sahite na dukkha pari vishaya tarange. So the miseries of material existence, they are creating such an intense experience that I am unable to tolerate, and therefore I want to travel with you. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that the nature of material world is such that even if a person is very rich, very opulent, very aristocratic, has all the facilities, still he will experience the miseries of material life in trying to adjust situation in this world. And therefore, Narottam Das Thakur prays that samsara vishanale divanishi hiya jole. The nature of this world is one will always experience a burning sensation from within as long as he is trying to enjoy his senses. And therefore he was expressing this to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, saying that the only solution I can find is I give up this life, I give up my house, give up my family and travel with you. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately replied very significantly, Prabhu kohe aichhavat kabuna kohiba grihe rahi Krishna nama nirantar loiva. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that please do not speak like this again. This is not the solution for the problem of material existence. The misery which you are experiencing can only be counteracted if you stay at home, grihe rahi, Krishna nama nirantara loiva, and you chant the holy names constantly. By constant chanting of the holy name, you will actually experience relief. And then he says that after you have purified yourself, try to purify others. And then the famous verse, Yara dekha tara kaho, Krishna upadesh amanagya guru hona tara e desh. You go and preach this message to others, give this knowledge to others, and then deliver others. Amanagya guru hoy tara e desh. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that as long as one is following sinful life, he will experience misery. So therefore the solution is not to renounce home, but to renounce one's bad habits and take to the process of chanting Hare Krishna. And then, in this way, one will actually be freed and protected from the influence of the burning sensation within the heart. That burning sensation which is caused by the influence of the modes of nature. And then Lord Chaitanya says, if you follow these principles of giving up sinful life, renouncing sinful life, and chanting holy names, and distributing this kripa and mercy to others, then he says, Kabhuna badhibe tomar bishaya taranga punarapi eithani pabe murasanga. Then he gives his guarantee, Kabhuna badhibe tomar vishaya taranga. At any case, in any situation, you will not be influenced by the vishaya taranga. You just follow this formula as I have spoken to you. Chant Hare Krishna, remain free from sin. Kabhuna badhibe tomar vishaya taranga. The waves of sense gratification, the waves of miseries of material existence cannot entrap you. And I give you my guarantee that punarapi eithani pabe mora sanga, that in due course of time you will again have my association for sure. We will meet here again, that is a guarantee. So Srila Prabhupada is explaining that if one follows this principle, even if it is a horrible city, but one follows the principles of chanting, preaching, and following the principles, then association with the Lord in due course of time is guaranteed. And therefore, one does not have to worry about renunciation in an artificial manner. In this manner, if one follows, materialism cannot touch him. And just like Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was traveling various places and converting all of those places into holy places by his association and instructions. Similarly, the devotees of the Lord, when they practice Krishna consciousness, even in big cities, even in opulent homes, by following this formula, can convert their homes and abodes into the spiritual abode, unaffected by the modes of nature. Punarapi eithani pabe mora sanga. By this, you will attain my association without fail. So Lord Chaitanya was a sannyasi, a renunciant, and he was instructing the Kurma Brahman who was a grihastha, which is quite natural as far as a sannyasi is concerned. That is his function, that is his duty, to instruct householders. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the renounced order of life, and he was speaking about how Kurma Brahman should lead a life as a householder. Now we see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, before embarking on this tour of South India, had also visited the home of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And when he approached the house of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya to seek permission to proceed on his tour to South India, and when he was in Bhattacharya's home, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu requested him to give him permission to proceed to south. And at that time, Sarvam Bhattacharya requested Lord Chaitanya to stay for 5 more days. And then offered him nice prasad, took care of him at his home. And then after 5 days, again Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his permission. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seeks Sarvam Bhattacharya's blessings. Ghore Krishna bhaji more korime ashirvade, nila chale asiyena tomar prasade. He says that, O Bhattacharya, because you are worshipping Krishna in your home, ghore Krishna bhaji, because you are doing bhajan of Krishna in your home, mora kariha ashirvade. Therefore, you have the power to give me ashirvad or blessings. And nilachale asiyena koriha prasade. And by your mercy, may I tour all the provinces of South India and may I return back safely to Nilachal Kshetra, Jagannath Puri. And Prabhupada writes in the purport very beautifully that normally a sannyasi is supposed to instruct a grihastha, a householder. And in the case of Kurma Brahman, Lord Chaitanya was instructing him on how he should lead his life. And the instruction which Lord Chaitanya gave to Kurma Brahman was that he should worship Krishna at home. And now we can see in the case of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, because Bhattacharya was worshipping Krishna at his home and chanting the names of Krishna at home, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is going to the extent of seeking blessings from him. So Prabhupada says in the purport that if a householder worships Krishna at home, chants the name of Krishna, he develops the power even to give blessings to sannyasi. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is displaying through this example that when a person chants Hare Krishna and becomes a devotee, ultimately Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives equal opportunity to all. And he says, this shows the equal status given to all souls irrespective of any material considerations. And therefore, Prabhupada quotes Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his bhajan, Ye dine grihe bhajana dekhiya, grihe te goloka bhaya. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his home was worshipping Krishna. And because of that, he says that when I come home, I see all members of my family engaged in worshipping Krishna, chanting the names of Krishna. And therefore, grihete goloka bhaya. I perceive this home as non-different from goloka vrindavan. Therefore, the real renunciation is that we exclude all other activities to include the chanting of the holy names. And if one does that, even the greatest embodiment of renunciation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is showing by his example that how he is eager to seek blessings of such a person. And Prabhupada writes in the purport that Lord Chaitanya is showing by his example how one should be eager to expect blessings from a Vaishnava, irrespective of his social position. And this is the great mercy of the Lord, that he is eager to seek blessings, showing by his example that how the blessings of devotee, one who chants the holy names, that blessings is so important. Then we have another example that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, and before he took his blessings from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya spoke to him one very important point, and he requested him that, my dear Lord, there is one personality whom I would like you to meet, and that is Sri Ramananda Rai. So Sarabhaum Bhattacharya is now recommending to Lord Chaitanya that when he proceeds on his South India tour, he should meet this one person for sure. And he says, Shudra Vishay Jnani Upekshana Koribe Amara Vachane Tare Avashya Milibe. Although he is Shudra Vishayi Jnani. From one perspective, if you see, he may appear to be born a Kayastha, Karana or Shudra. And because he is a politician, a governor, he may be considered a Vishayi. So from that angle, one may neglect him, thinking that he is not eligible to associate with a great devotee. He is not qualified to perform bhakti. But Sarabhaum Bhattacharya is saying, Upekshana koribe. Please do not neglect him. Amara vachane, it is my request that tara avashya milibe. You must definitely meet him. And why you must meet him? Because he is filled with knowledge of Krishna and he is filled with knowledge of all the rasas and he is experiencing the highest realizations and he is a very fit candidate to associate with you. And in this way, he is recommending to Lord Chaitanya that he should meet with someone who externally, by social standards, is a householder, is a shudra, is a politician, a governor. So he says, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he approaches the province of Vidyanagari. And there he finds that Ramananda Rai is surrounded by various ministers and various brahmanas chanting mantras. And all of these various ministers and the brahmanas chanting mantras, they are all glorifying the different Vedic chants and they are offering full respect to Ramananda Rai. So when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes, he offers obeisances to him and both of them embrace. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is experiencing symptoms of ecstasy. But he is trying to hold it back because of the presence of all of those smartha brahmanas who were surrounding Ramananda Rai. And Kaviraj Goswami describes, Eimata vipragane bhave manaman vijatiya loka prabhu koila samvarana. Why Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stopped himself from displaying those symptoms? Because he could see that these smartha brahmans were not eligible to understand these symptoms of ecstasy. So the word he uses here, vijatiya loka prabhu kaila samvarana. He is saying that vijatiya loka prabhu dekhi. Lord saw those brahmanas. And the brahmanas he is calling as vijatiya loka. Now Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, according to his birth or his appearance, is son of Jagannath Mishra. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a Brahman. And Ramananda Rai was surrounded by Brahmins. So in one sense, they were Brahmins. Lord Chaitanya is Brahman. So they are supposed to be sajatiya. They are of the same caste. Both are Brahman. And Ramananda Rai is in one sense a Kayastha or a Shudra. But Lord Chaitanya is considering Ramananda Rai to be sajatiya and those Brahmins to be vijatiya. Vijatiya loka dekhi kaila samvarana. So how is it that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is considering them vijatiya, not of my caste? So Prabhupada writes in the purport that because those Brahmins were only smarthas, they were simply following rules and regulations and did not know the power of devotional service. They were not devotees. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu considered them vijatiya. Although they were born Brahmins And Lord Chaitanya himself was born in Brahman family, appeared in a Brahman family, but that was not the consideration. One who chants the holy names, one who is a devotee of Krishna, and one who has realized Krishna, that is the parameter by which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would judge. And therefore he considered Ramananda Rai to be Sajatiya, to be one amongst him, one amongst them. And in this way we find that in the case of both Sarabhauma Bhattacharya and Ramananda Rai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very intimate with them, and he was seeking their blessings, hearing from them, because they were great devotees. And although he was a sannyasi, he was taking a humble position to demonstrate that ultimately if a person is devotee and is knowledgeable in the science of Krishna, that is considered to be the highest principle. And not that one has to be renounced. One has to take to the renounced order of life and be a sannyasi to be considered great. So from this example of the Kurma Brahman and Ramananda Rai and Sarvam Bhattacharya, we can see that how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives importance to the chanting of the holy names over all other principles. And then when one follows these principles and becomes a devotee, one becomes dear to the Lord. So following in their footsteps, Srila Prabhupada also has given us this formula. These temples are open for all, and anyone who accepts the chanting of the holy names becomes eligible to enter the spiritual world. And Srila Prabhupada has given us worship of the deities, and anyone who chants the holy names becomes purified and eligible to worship the deities irrespective of any birth considerations. He gets the vision to appreciate the Lord in his deity form. And as one devotee was mentioning, one Prabhupada disciple was mentioning this story, that once some Indian gentleman was talking to Prabhupada. He was very much learned in the Gita. And he was asking Prabhupada that, "Swamiji, you are installing deities of Krishna in your temple, but it is so difficult to appreciate Krishna because he appears so ordinary. It is so difficult to appreciate Krishna as God. It would have been better if you had recommended, or Krishna had recommended, worship of Virat Roop, because it is much easier to conceive that Virat Roop is God." So Prabhupada replied, "To worship Virat Roop, if you want to dress the Virat Roop, how will you dress? You will have to use all the cloth in all the factories. And if you want to offer food to the Virat Roop, how much you will offer? And what you will offer, because he eats practically the whole creation. Therefore, amongst many Jnanis and Mayavadis, the concept of Virat Roop may be prominent. But Krishna is recommending worship of his transcendental form as Krishna. And by chanting the holy names, gradually one develops that feeling, that bhava, to worship the Lord, glorify him, and reciprocate with him. And therefore the chanting of the holy names is recommended as the process for purifying the heart, purifying the soul, and then gradually becoming free from all the evil principles, sinful principles of breaking the four regulative principles." Like Shivananda Prabhu was mentioning in Prabhupada Katha, and he was in Germany, and Prabhupada was looking at the people around, and he asked Shivananda Prabhu, "So why so many people here are so fat? Why everyone is so fat?" And Shivananda Prabhu wanted to say that, "Because they eat meat, therefore they are all fat." But he thought that, "How can I mention this to Prabhupada, who is a Vaishnava, who is a guru, and it is not proper." So he said, "Prabhupada, because they eat lot of potato, therefore they are fat." And Prabhupada said, "No, because they eat lot of meat, they are fat." And then Prabhupada said, "The only way they can give up is when they chant the holy names, and therefore it is our duty to spread the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Kavichandra Maharaj was explaining that initially some of them even had this misconception that Ekadashi means a very inauspicious day, and to counteract the inauspicious effect you have to chant Hare Krishna. You have to chant more and perform devotional activities more. That was misconception, and even some kind of smarthas in India, they have this feeling. But unless one comes in the right association and gets the right guidance, one will have the wrong conception about what is right, what is wrong. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada has given us the perfect formula of chanting and distributing this holy name to others. And that gives the real potency and power. And Prabhupada gave importance to this rather than displaying any kind of mystic power, as in the previous purport it is described. Rishabdev didn't believe much in displaying mystic power. And so Prabhupada also said, the greatest mystic power is that so many people indulging in meat eating and sinful activities are now chanting Hare Krishna and they are transformed. That is the mystic power. And that is the mystic power which all of us must try to distribute. And Prabhupada himself personally possessed mystic powers, like some devotees mentioned. Giriraj Maharaj says, they wanted to do a piling test of the ground. They felt that there was some, the stone was not there and it was all muddy ground. And they did not have the proper foundation. So Prabhupada said, no need to do piling test. Just start digging the foundation. There is hard rock there. But still, when Prabhupada left, they didn't have full faith. They called this engineer. And the civil engineer, they started drilling. And within 4 feet, they hit such hard rock that it took them 4 days to take the machine out. And he said that somehow Prabhupada knew this. Or Prabhupada was traveling in from one city to another, somewhere in America. And he was sitting in a car, and there was a truck in front. And from behind, Prabhupada could see the boxes. And Prabhupada asked, so, what are these fruits? And the devotee said, oranges. And on all the boxes, oranges, you know, it was displayed. It was a picture of oranges. And Prabhupada said, no, pomegranates. The devotee said, Prabhupada, it is oranges. And in this state, only oranges grow. Prabhupada said, no, pomegranates. Again he said, but Prabhupada, you can see these oranges. Prabhupada said, no, pomegranates. And the devotee then overtook this truck. And when he overtook the truck, he saw that only the last layer was all oranges. Remaining everything was pomegranates. So, devotee who practices Krishna consciousness purely, at the stage of pure devotion, as Narad Muni explains in the first canto, and in Krishna explains to Uddhava in 11th canto, all mystic powers develop. But they do not believe in displaying such mystic powers and attracting the masses. Rather, they believe in purely following the principles as given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and seeing the miracle of the holy name acting from within. Therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says that Vande tam naumi chaitanyam vasudeva dayardradhi nashta kushtam rupa pushtam bhakti tushtam chakaraya. That Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the greatest mystic, that he delivered the leper Vasudev, nashta kushtam, destroyed his leprosy, rupa pushtam, gave him a beautiful form. But that was not the real power. That was not the real mystic power. Bhakti tushtam chakaraya. But satisfied him from within the heart by giving him bhakti. And that is the ultimate conclusion of all mystic powers. And therefore Rishabdev here is explaining in a series of verses, Shukadev Goswami, that Rishabdev, although a devotee and having all the mystic powers, didn't give much importance to them. And also how the mind is so fickle and one must be very careful. Otherwise, even in the use of one's mystic powers, one may become bewildered. So one should rather be satisfied in simply chanting the holy names and rendering humble service to the Vaishnavas. Then one can enter into the spiritual world as the Lord Himself promises. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki, Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Jai Nitai Gaura Premanandi.